Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon, JP Ong here on Forex Fridays. And it was a busy enough week in the Forex space, given the slew of central bank meetings and policy decisions from Japan, the United States, and the United Kingdom, and also the release of PMI data and recently concluded trade talks between the U.S. and China over in Shanghai. But then you had that overnight tweet by U.S. President Donald Trump saying that they are planning to levy another set of tariffs worth 10% on about $300 billion worth of Chinese goods, and that has sent many major currencies actually moving in a very volatile manner, with the dollar index now back on the retreat, and this affecting some of the other majors. There's a lot of moving parts to really deal with in the Forex space, and we want to get an idea of how this is shaping the sentiment in Forex markets moving forward. Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're joined by Mr. Desmond Leong, who is the CEO of Everest Fortune Groups, who's here to help us parse through some of these ideas. Desmond, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and welcome to Primetime.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So again, as you know, we were going to start out with the Fed's decision, but I think that has been clouded by those recent tweets from U.S. President Donald Trump that sent that said that he was going to prepare an additional 10% tariff on those $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. We've seen the dollar index start to retreat again. How is this shaking up the Forex space from what you're seeing right now, Desmond?
I think initially, right, the decision to cut a 25 basis points, right, a lot of people were kind of wondering, is it going to be an insurance cut or is it going to be a series of cuts, right? So, of course, the decision to cut turned out to be an insurance cut, right? We figured this didn't make Trump too happy, right? So his decision, right, to actually impose this additional 10%
on Chinese goods.
Yes, on Chinese goods was actually part of his perhaps a bigger plan to get Powell to start hopefully on a series of rate cuts.
I mean, this is a big move on his part. Are you saying basically that this was done mostly in response to the Fed or to try to push the Fed to actually lower policy rates even more?
Yeah, we're actually suspecting that.
So again, and we've seen it actually impact some currencies, and no one more. We talked about this earlier in the show about the Japanese yen actually going through a roller coaster 48 hours. We saw it actually weaken after the Fed made that decision. Then after Trump's tweet, we saw this flight to safe haven push it to just below 107 to the greenback. How are you folks at Everest Fortune reading the direction of the yen, and will this roller coaster ride for the currency of Japan actually continue? Especially given the fact that they're also embroiled. We haven't even touched on that on the trade spat they have with South Korea at the moment.
All right, at least for the near term, we are expecting the yen to continue to strengthen, right? In this space where a lot of the, you know, it looks like this trade war thing is going to be stretched out for a pretty long time, right? There's even talks that China is intending to drag it out towards the 2020 elections, you know, Trump's 2020 election, in a hope that it would force his hand, right, force him to kind of retreat on his demands. And if this really continues, pans out this way, then that the whole trade war vibe, right, would definitely kind of channel more people towards safe havens and yen being the biggest benefactor.
How strong do you think it might get, though? Do you guys have anything? Hard to say at the moment. I mean, could it go as far as below 106, though? Is that a possibility?
I mean, yeah, probably.
It's possible. All right. Speaking to Desmond Leong, CEO of Everest Fortune Groups, I want to focus our attention now to another currency pair. That's the Australian dollar that trades against the Singaporean dollar. And it seems that the parity of 1-to-1 has been broken for quite some time now. And we are expecting the Reserve Bank of Australia also to release their policy decision next week. You know, we've seen it actually just checking in on AUD-SGD now, trading at about spot 90. It's about 0.93 Singapore cents to an Aussie dollar at the moment. Looking at what you're seeing from the charts and from the fundamentals, what's the guidance for this particular pair? Is this a good time, for instance, for Singaporeans to go on holiday in Australia? Or is the room for weakness from the Aussie actually going to be just limited at the moment?
We actually expect, as long as the trade war kind of continues, that the Australian dollar will continue to weaken. Because, right, if you notice, from about two years ago when this whole trade war thing started, then if you look at the Aussie Sing chart, you'll notice that is where it really started to weaken, right? Even beyond parity now to wherever it is now, right? So China, being Australia's biggest trading partner, we kind of expect, you know, because of this prolonged trade war, right, the Australian dollar continued to weaken more than the Singapore dollar, particularly because we feel that Australia, you know, Australia relies more
on China. They're more vulnerable, do you think?
That's right. Yes, they're much more vulnerable than the Singapore dollar. Okay. So if you ask me about the long-term projection, is now it's already a fantastic time for Singaporeans to go to Australia on holiday, right? But we forecast that the Australian dollar would continue to weaken against the Singapore dollar.
Now, the thing is, too, the Singaporean economy itself has been cited as being one of the most vulnerable to China also, and there's also a talk of a possible technical recession here coming forward. Do you think this is going to impact the Singapore dollar? It could blunt any gains that they might make against this weakening Aussie also. Might both of them actually in lockstep weaken together and nullify this?
Yeah, so we kind of expect both of them to weaken, but the Australian dollar will be weakening more than the Singapore dollar because, you know, Singapore kind of have more balanced trading partners. They don't rely on China as much. There's still a lot of it is export-driven, but not as much as how strongly Australia relies on China, which is their biggest trading partner. So, yeah, it will weaken. Likely continue to weaken, but the Australian dollar.
So more downside for the Aussie than the
SGD.
That's
right.
I see. Okay. And finally, Desmond, you know, it's very interesting, but I did want to end with this one question. Thai baht, which in contrast has been strengthening quite a bit, but this has again affected Thai tourism and has also weighed on Thai exports moving forward. Yeah. And there's no signs of the Bank of Thailand being open to a possible rate cut. Where do you guys see the Thai baht? Is the direction, is there more strength for the Thai baht moving forward? And just by how much against the US dollar, that is?
We expect the Thai baht to continue to actually strengthen because especially once again, leading it back to all this, you know, this whole talk on the trade war, Thailand is less vulnerable to a trade war because, you know, 25% of the country's GDP is from tourism, right? And adding on to that, you know, the strong current accounts and the country owns a lot of gold. So it's naturally kind of like a safe haven appeal for ASEAN investors, right? So we do expect it to kind of strengthen more.
Yeah. But will that also blunt tourism given the fact that it's 25%?
Definitely.
All right, so more headwinds, and we've gone from trade wars to tourism out in Thailand. And again, the letter T brings you the markets today so far. We'll have to leave it there, though. Desmond Leong, CEO of Everest Fortune Group, thank you so much for joining us today on Forex Fridays and going around the world with us to see how this trade war might affect the Forex space in different regions. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.